Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' teachings on lust and the importance of controlling our thoughts to avoid sin, emphasizing the power of Christ to help us overcome lust. The Bible verses for today are found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 28 to 29. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. We read from Matthew chapter 5, verses 28 to 29.
Jesus had some pretty radical things to say about lust and adultery. He said that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That's intense, right? We might be thinking, how can a mere thought or feeling be considered as bad as actually committing the act of adultery? Well, it all comes down to the choices we make and the responsibility we have for our thoughts. You see, many people believe that they have no control over what they think about. They think they're helpless victims of whatever thoughts pop into their heads. But Jesus challenges that notion. He tells us that we can choose where we allow our hearts and minds to rest. Sure, we might not be able to control every passing thought or feeling. Sometimes lustful thoughts or desires might arise without our permission. But here's the thing. We can decide whether we dwell on those thoughts or brush them off. Jesus is urging us to take radical action when dealing with sinful thoughts. He says that if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. Now, before grabbing a spoon and plucking out your eyeball, let's unpack what Jesus is saying here. He's using hyperbolic language to emphasize the seriousness of the issue. He's not advocating for self-mutilation, but urging us to take drastic measures to avoid sin. He's saying it's better to get rid of something causing us to stumble than to let that sin consume our whole being. So, what does this mean for us? It means we must be proactive in fighting against lustful thoughts and desires. We can't just passively let them take over our hearts and minds. We must declare our victory over these lustful spirits in the name of Jesus. We have the authority and power through Christ to overcome these temptations. It's not about suppressing or denying our desires, but redirecting them toward healthy and God-honoring expressions of love and intimacy. So let's take this seriously. Let's be intentional about guarding our hearts and minds. Let's proactively seek God's help and rely on His strength to resist temptation. And let's remember that we have the power, through Jesus, to overcome any sinful thoughts or desires that may arise.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Jesus, we come before you humbly, acknowledging the depth of your teachings and the challenges they present to us. Your words about lust and adultery penetrate our hearts and minds, urging us to take radical action against sinful thoughts. Help us, Lord, to recognize the power we have over our thoughts and desires. Grant us the wisdom to discern between fleeting temptations and the desires of our hearts. Strengthen us to resist the allure of lust and to turn our focus towards what is pure and righteous in your sight. When sinful thoughts arise, Lord, give us the courage to take decisive action. Help us to cast them away, to refuse to dwell on them, and to instead fix our gaze upon you. Empower us, Jesus, to tear away anything that leads us astray, knowing that our ultimate victory lies in you. Guide us, Lord, in cultivating hearts and minds that are pure and pleasing to you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may walk in righteousness and honor you in all that we do. In your holy name we pray, amen. Friends, Jesus calls us to radical action in addressing sinful thoughts, urging us to take decisive steps to guard our hearts and minds against temptation. While his words may be intense, they serve as a reminder of the gravity of our choices and the importance of actively resisting sin. So as we navigate the challenges of life and face moments of temptation, let us stand firm in our faith, declaring victory over sinful desires in the name of Jesus. Let us seek God's guidance and strength, trusting in his power to help us overcome and redirect our desires toward paths of righteousness. May we walk in the light of Christ, ever mindful of his teachings and empowered by his Spirit to live lives that honor and glorify God. Farewell, and may God's grace and peace be with you always.